Sixth parak of Zvachim, fourth Mishnah. Chatas Hayiv Ketzer Hoyser Nasis. How did they sacrifice the Chatas Hayiv? Ayim Boilek Esvayishu Mi'ul Opa. He'd break the neck with his fingernail and through the back of the neck. Ve'enu Mabdil. He would not shecht both of the simonim. You know, not the windpipe and the food pipe. He'd leave one intact. Surely he would not cut off the entire head. And he would not pour the blood into another kli, but from the bird itself, he would squirt from the blood onto the wall of the mizbeach. And this was done on the southern part of the mizbeach, directly from the neck of the bird. The leftover blood would pour down to the base of the mizbeach. This is the only korban that none of the flesh or innards of the animal or bird would be brought in the mizbeach. Only the blood and everything else would be eaten by the kohanim.